You're tuned into the Social Media Money Machine Marketing for Profit podcast. Discover how to monetize your social media and build a profitable brand.
Stop making these six mistakes on Instagram if you want more followers and sales. What's up? Welcome back to the podcast. Coach Fryer here with you today. I'm just super, super excited. First, I got to show you some love. You, the viewer of the Social Media Money Machine Marketing for Profit podcast. I just got word, Rob shared with me how incredible the growth has been with our brand new podcast here. And so I just want to give you, the viewer, a shout out. We appreciate all the love, all the reviews, all the follows. You're sharing the podcast like crazy. We're growing very, very quickly. And we're going to continue to do our very best to over-deliver with just some incredible, very, very, very simple value and tactical principles and strategies to help you make more money on social media and help more people. So big shout out to you. Let's dive into today's episode. Again, the title, Stop Making These Six Mistakes on Instagram if you want more followers and sales. Here we go. Rapid fire. Number one, stop with the inconsistency. This is literally killing the growth of your account and sales. Now, I want to define this. I'm going to go in great depth here in just a moment. But, you know, I think the number one challenge for most people is they just lack consistency. Well, I've always said that consistency is a decision. You're either going to choose to make being consistent on Instagram a priority or you're not, right? What is the level of importance of you being consistent to grow your following, to grow your sales, to grow your, you know, your impact, to grow your account. You know, this is a decision. It's really, really simple. We have to stop with the inconsistency. Okay. Now there are different levels to consistency. Several of you may be listening to this right now. Maybe you're someone who's kind of like me, Coach Fryer. You post one reel a day, for example. Okay. There are others of you who, you know, maybe you consistently post three times a week on your Instagram grid, right? That's fine as well. Maybe it's a reel, maybe it's a carousel, maybe it's just a single image, you know, whatever that looks like. Whatever your personal Instagram strategy and content plan is, stay consistent with that, okay? What you don't want to do is post, for example, one reel a day for 7 days, and then after that, you post like two reels a week, right? Like, and then the next week, you post, you know, six reels, and then the next week, you don't post any reels, and then the next week, you post one carousel, and then the next week, you post 14 reels, right? You get what I'm saying? Like, see the lack of consistency. So whatever that number is for you, commit to it. Now, that doesn't mean you need to commit to it forever. I'll give you one other quick example. You know, I went on a blitz recently for 30 days where I posted two reels per day for 30 days. Okay. Now that was just to collect a bunch of data. And since then, I have posted one reel per day to keep that level of consistency going. Okay. So again, number one, stop with the inconsistency. Whatever that is for you, however fast you want your account to grow, commit to that level of consistency, okay? Just don't leave a bunch of days in between when you're doing nothing. That alone is a huge, huge metric in helping you grow your account as far as followers and sales, all right? Transitioning, here we go. Number two, stop posting to your stories throughout the day. Some of you are like, well, wait a minute, Coach Fryer, I've heard people all over the internet say, you got to post your stories daily. You should always have something in your stories for somebody to view. Wrong. Okay. Here's what I'm all about. Remember, write this word down. Simple. Okay. Write the word simple, circle it, highlight it. Okay. Coach Fryer wants you and Rob wants you to simplify things, but maximize your results. Here's what we're finding with a lot of our clients. Okay. Is those who are posting less, but are more intentional with what they are posting, are getting anywhere from 2 to 5 times more views. And this is increasing their sales by a massive, massive number, okay? So, you know, some of you just were like, oh my gosh, Coach Fryer, I feel a huge relief now, okay? And why is this? Like, Coach Fryer, why should we not post stories throughout the day? Well, here's a quick example. Let's say that you posted to your stories first thing this morning, and then you waited 2 or 3 or 4 hours, and then you made another post to your stories. And then another 2 hours, 3 hours goes by, and then you post another post to your stories. And then another 4 or 5 hours goes by, and you make another post to your stories. Well, by the time you post that fourth story, I mean, it's literally getting like 5% of the views that your first story got. It doesn't make any sense. You're putting all this extra energy and time and effort into, you know, trying to create some valuable content in your stories. But by your third, fourth, fifth, 10th story that you're posting, little to nobody is even seeing it. What is this ultimately doing? It's killing your sales. With each story you post, you're literally losing more than 50% of your viewers each story you post. Okay, so stop posting to your stories throughout the day. I suggest posting a sequence where maybe it's in the morning, maybe it's just in the evening, every other day, where you post 3 to 4 stories at one time so that those can all get the maximum amount of views. Okay. Number three, stop boosting your post on Instagram to grow your following. Okay. Here's the bad news. Most have no idea what they're doing when it comes to boosting posts. I get so many people reaching out to me all the time saying, Coach Fryer, I'm spending, you know, $5 a day, $10 a day, $25 a day, $50 a day. I'm boosting my posts in hopes that it will, you know, attract more of my ideal, you know, followers and boost my account and generate more sales. And here's the reality. Boosting posts, although it can be effective, and I've done this as of late, and I'll go into this in a completely different episode, but there is a strategy involved to this. 99% of people who are boosting posts have no strategy, okay? And to couple it with the posts that they're typically boosting, okay, the content sucks. So it's not generating the result that they want. I always recommend, if you're going to eventually boost posts, I suggest, you know, working with someone who actually has a history and in success track record of, you know, running ads or boosting posts or whatever. But for 99% of, you know, businesses out there that think that just, you know, dipping $5 a day, I would much rather you take that $5 a day, $10 a day, $25 a day and add that up. 200 a month, 500 a month, 1,000 a month, 2,000 a month, whatever you're spending for that, invest that money in a course, in a program, in a coach, and work on up-leveling your skills versus throwing money down the toilet, right? Just boosting posts, hoping and praying that it's going to bring you more follows and sales, okay? I always suggest that you focus more on your organic content. This is something that we've lived by for the last, you know, 6-7 years in the coaching space. You know, coming from someone who spent over $500,000 in ads myself over the years, we always test organically, right? And I want to see massive results from something organic before we even consider, you know, running paid traffic to that. Okay. I obviously, again, still don't recommend that though for most people. All right. So, you know, if you have any questions on this, feel free to reach out, but, you know, stop boosting posts to try and grow your following. Moving right along. Number four, stop creating reels without an actual plan. All right. I want to talk about this. I have so many people reaching out to, you know, myself and Rob every single day saying that they're, you know, they're posting all these reels. They feel like they're being consistent, but they're just not getting any new followers. They're not getting any engagement. They're not getting any comments. They're not getting anybody to save and share their reels. They're not getting any sales from their reels. And here's the issue. 100% of the time when I ask these folks if they have an actual plan or strategy for their reels, the answer is no. They're just kind of winging it. They're just kind of, you know, hoping and praying, putting something together. And the reality is they are not putting in the effort required to, you know, to create successful content via reels. All right. You know, this is something that we talk a lot about inside the Impact or Mastermind. You know, we specifically teach our clients something called the GNC formula for their reels specifically, all right? Just some recent results include, you know, someone like Christina, who has taken our GNC formula for reels and has grown her new Instagram account. Literally about 45 days ago, she created a new account and she's grown to over 50,000 followers in the last 45 to 50 days. She's also, you know, enrolled, I think, over 30 plus new clients and is just doing some amazing, amazing things. Obviously, she is following the GNC system for reels. Crystal is another example. I mean, she just recently had a reel get 1.4 million views. Now, again, remember, I don't teach you how to go viral. That's not what we teach in there. But Crystal, you know, going viral is kind of a byproduct, a bonus of using this system. She had a reel get 1.4 million views following this system and had thousands of brand new ideal new followers and has now generated hundreds of DMs just in the last 30 days of her ideal new customers, and clients for her business. Again, you know, how much time are you wasting hoping and praying, putting reels together with no actual plan? All right. Again, inside the Impactor Mastermind, down below in the show notes, you can learn more about the Impactor Mastermind, fill out the quick application, book a strategy call with our team. And we want to learn more about you. We want to learn what type of business you're currently growing and how we might be able to be of help. And heaven forbid, if the mastermind is not a good fit for you, we want to recommend some other resources to really help you up-level your game and grow your business faster and help more people, okay? So that was number four. Number five, stop using LinkedIn bio, all right? You know, I highly, highly suggest if you have any type of link in your bio that it should be one simple link first and foremost, and it could be one of two things. Number one, you can send them to a free download, okay? Something very, very simple, or even best, what I have seen as of late, especially if you're someone listening in right now and you have digital products or courses or things like that that you personally sell, what we have seen convert the best as of late, you know, free downloads have been great, but low ticket digital courses have been just smashing for us, okay? I'm seeing several daily sales from using this simple low ticket offer link in bio. And then obviously I'm funneling a lot of those people from my reels to that, but there are a lot more pieces to the puzzle to making that work, you know, as far as having, you know, the landing page and the sales copy and the offer, what it looks like, the price point, like all of those factors, of course, come into play. So if you're someone who doesn't have any courses or digital courses or anything like that, I would much rather you have just a free download per se. I'll give you one other example. I was coaching, working with a real estate agent the other day on a one-on-one coaching call. And, you know, it was her very first coaching call with me. And she was talking, not generating a whole lot of, you know, sales from Instagram. And we took one look at her bio and within like 5 seconds, we already dissected like 15 things that she could improve upon. But one of those was she had a link in bio with your typical, Linktree, Milkshake, you know, whatever. There's all different kinds out there nowadays. But she had like 15 different offers on this link, okay? And I asked her point blank, I was like, what are your sales look like the last 30 days from the offers that you have with this, you know, link in bio, Linktree type thing with these 15 offers? And she said, I haven't made one sale. And I said, I already knew the answer to that. Okay. It just doesn't work. It overwhelms your potential new buyer. They don't know where to start. They see all these things and then they see price point and there's no value associated with just the price. They go to this link, see the price, and they immediately discredit it. So stop using LinkedIn bio. Let's wrap this up with number six. Stop forgetting CTAs in all of your content. Well, Coach Fryer, what is a CTA? A CTA is a call to action, okay? For example, in just one reel, you know, typically when I create a reel, for example, in just one reel, I typically have one call to action in the video itself, typically via the text on screen. There's typically one call to action, okay? And then most likely, I'll have anywhere from 2 to 4 more call to actions in the description of that reel as well, okay? Listen, if you do not instruct or encourage your viewer on what action to take, they will do nothing. Okay. And, you know, if you're someone listening to this right now, you're like, well, Coach Fryer, nobody really interacts when I give them a call to action. Well, guess what? That comes with trust. That comes with credibility. That comes with authority. That comes with you being consistent with your content and finally, someone crossing that tipping point of saying, you know what? I really like this person's content. I trust this person now. Boom, they leave a comment or boom, they do as you instruct with your call to actions. Okay. So again, a quick recap, stop making these six mistakes on Instagram. If you want more followers, number one, stop with the inconsistency. Number two, stop posting your stories throughout the day. Number three, stop boosting your post on Instagram. Step number four, stop creating reels without an actual plan. Number five, stop using LinkedIn bio. And lastly, number six, stop forgetting call to actions in all of your content. As always, if this episode was helpful, impactful in any way, I would encourage you to share this with the folks around you. There are probably colleagues, teammates, other business owners, entrepreneurs that you know that could benefit from this episode specifically, that want to grow their business on Instagram. And let's together ensure that they do not make these six mistakes. And lastly, as always, feel free to leave a review here on the podcast. You know, if you're getting a ton of value, again, we're growing like crazy. And then last but not least, back to step number four. If you're looking to work with Rob and myself on a more intimate level, I would encourage you to go to the show notes right now and complete the simple 3-minute application and look into our Impactor Mastermind, our 6-month group coaching program, where you're going to work with us directly and we're going to help you take your business to the next level using social media. All right. Hope and pray you got value. We'll see you on the next one. Take care.